Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes. Yes, the kasha, a very disturbing question. That every year that goes by, and every day that goes by, becomes a much more painful question. Migdash Sheni Daf Tes Gemara. Say oiskin b'tayra uvemitzvays ugemilas chasadim. They didn't do chesed, they were oisik. The strongest form of asiyah, the Gemara Chazal say, is oisik. They were oisik in Torah, they were oisik in Milas Chasadim. Why was it destroyed, Frag the Gemara? What makes it more painful? It's not just the Churban of 2,000 years ago. Every year, every day goes by, we see new Churban. We see a new Eicha wherever you look, wherever you go. A very, very painful question. Why is it, like the Gemara says, Leinis Galu Kitzim, why is this Churban seemingly never ending? They were Oisik in Torah, they were Oisik in Chesed. Like the Gemara was Sinas Chinam. Think about that. 2,000 years of Eicha, 2,000 years of Yiddish Tzaris, 2,000 years of Churban because of Sinas Chinam. But what the real plea is, what does it mean, Sinas Chinam? I guess we know what Sinas Chinam is, unfortunately, Machlaikis, and there's no Ahava Bein Zelazah, and him it's a mitzvah to say Lashon Hara, and he's an Apikairis. I guess we know the definition, Laida, of Sinas Chinam. But that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Klar Achroinim Shalein is Galu Avoinim. The Aveira, the Chet that they did, was unknown. No one realized, no one understood the Aveira. It wasn't our Sinas Chinam that we're accustomed to. And that makes the Kasha so much more disturbing. What's the Chet? Why do we have a 2,000 year Eicha about an Aveira that they didn't even know, they couldn't even realize, like Nizgalu Avoinam? I want to tell you what I think we have to know. Bifrat now, it's almost Erev Tisha B'Av. Something that we have to think about. The Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, the famous Gemara, a guy came to Hillel, and he wanted Kol HaTorah Kula Regolachas. He wanted Yiddishkeit, Tayag Mitzvahs, in one easy lesson. So the Gemara, Hillel told, Dalach Sani Lechavrach Loi Savid Zehu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avada, what he meant to say is the mitzvah of Yehav L'Reacha Kamoicha, that's the Klal Gadol B'Torah. But there's an obvious kasha. If he meant Yehav L'Reacha Kamoicha, the pasuk in the Torah, so why did he say that? Why did he have to compose his own nusach, Dalach Sani Lechavrach Loi Savid? What's wrong with saying the pasuk in the Torah? I want to tell you what I think the pshat is, what the message of this Gemara is. I once saw a maisa, it's printed in the Sefer B'Derech Eitz Chaim, Chelek Aleph, about the Bishop Zalman Meltzer. A moises. A real, real moises. But maybe a different type of moises that we're accustomed to. But a moises that we should hear about more and more. The story was written by an A3, one of his closest Talmidim, a David Finkel. He was learning late at night with the Rosh Hashiva, the Bishop Zalman, and there was a knock on the door. Very late at night, it was very surprising. It had to be Abbas Abakuach Nefesh. So he lets the person in, and Bishop Zalman takes him to a private room. And he's wondering, he's worried, what's going on so late at night? And he hears the Bishop Zalman say, "Oi, Mekenish Mekelzain, Mekenish Mekelzain." Wondering what's the shayla, and then he hears the Bishop Zalman says, "Oh, but that makel zayin." So the covered for na umshuldige benois Yisrael. It's an innocent girl. But that makel zayin. Mekenish makel zayin. But that makel zayin. And they're worried, him and the Rebbetzin, about this strange visit. sudden they hear he's screaming, "Oi, the cup, the platzer, my head is busting." Mamas thought it was Mamas. They ran inside. Rashiya, what is? He goes, leave me. I need quiet. I need to think. And they hear him saying, "Mekenish Megel, Amidav Megel Zayn." And every minute, like an hour, you could imagine. And finally, the door opens, and he walks out with this yid. And the yid turns to the Rashiya and says, "The Rashiya, how haka zay?" He goes, "Zicha." Mazel tov, nachaya, zot merufin to the bris. Call me to the bris in a yes now. This mamash they couldn't understand. Mekenish meikel zayin, medav meikel zayin, an innocent girl, a bris, mazel tov. And they asked the Rashiya, what was this shayla? The cup to platzich, what's going on here with this shayla? He said, I'll tell you, Pashut. This bacha was engaged to a girl. And they found out just right before the chasana that there's a possibility she can't have children. Should he continue with the shidduch? My first reaction is mekenish meikel zayin. The suffix in a deraisa to have children, mekenish meikel zayin. But I thought about that b'nai Yisrael. I thought about the kala and what is mit ira covered? What's with her covered? How can we be meikel in the cover of a b'nai Yisrael? But it's a suffix deraisa, it's a b'nai Yisrael. What's with the busha of the b'nai Yisrael? And then I realized, this is a suffix not having children. But the mimavaza yiddish tochta is the chetzicha. And that's goiva, and that's the machriya. And when I told him that, he goes, "Yeshiva, the halta zay, but what's with the suffix? Vada. A year later, this Reb Zalman Finkel walked with Mrs. Zalman to the bris of this child where he was sandik. A moifis, right? Gewaldige moifis, sadik geuze, kadosh baruch hu, mekayim. But that's not the moifis. That's not my yispailus from this story. The godless of this story, the moifis of this story, the lachalamais of this story is how a yid lived with a zehiris in kvoid ha'odam. We all learned the Gemara, his haru b'kvoid chavreichem, how important that is. The maifis is to live with that yisoid in mind. To realize mekenish meikel zayin mitkavet b'nei Yisrael. We all learned the sefer chassidim in Siman and Dalid, ezer etzicha she'ein an ikeres leinayim. What's the ritzicha that no one notices? Va'oin is gadol ma'oid, havei rekala v'chamura hi lemaila, hu habusha. Being mevayis nachayid, zakev Yehuda chassid, is ritzicha she'ein an ikeres leinayim. To learn that is one thing, but to live that, to live with such an akara, what it means, kavod ben Yisrael, what it means, kvod Yisrael. That's the moifis of Rav Zalman Meltzer. But after all is said and done, what beautiful story. But you're probably thinking, Atchidekach? You have a shayla? There's not a musa say that you have a shayla if he's going to marry someone who won't be able to have children. Atchidekach? And you know it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha until you begin learning Torah HaKadosh, until you begin to experience Kedusha Satayra, Edelkeit of Torah, Darchei Noyim of Torah. And then I tell you, whatever you learn, wherever you look, whatever you're going to see in Torah HaKadosh, whether it's Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, whether it's Mishnayis, Gemara, Halacha, whatever you see, Shreit Arois, whatever you learn, calls out, Yitaira, open your heart, Hisharu B'Kfoit Chavreichem. Whatever you learn will call out what Godel Kfoit Habriyas is in Torah HaKadosh. And the more you learn, the more you'll see what Hillel told that ger. Ve'idach perusa zil gemar. Open up any sefer, open a mishnayis, open a gemara, open a shulchan aruch, and you'll see what it means. God will kfayit abriyas. Who doesn't know the parsha in Vayeshev of Tamar? Tamar was willing to give up three nefashas b'Yisrael, herself and the twins. Zog the Gemara inside Daf Yud. Noyach leili adam shiapul atzmei l'sech kifshe ne'esh v'al yalvim nechaveir b'rabim. We learn Parsha Vayeshev, we should see what it means. Hisharu b'kvoid chavereichem. And we should realize that Mrs. Zalman's sack is not a chiddush, it's a gemara in Saita. What it means to mirvayu sheyid b'rabim is not some an avla. Toisvis Rabbeinu Yoina Bariches in the Binyan Si and Simenayin Beis Paskin being mirvayu sheyid is yoharek val yava. Do you hear that? A person like Toisvis Afanar Rabbeinu Yoina Shari Tshuva has to give up his life rather than hurting someone else's feelings. Isn't that one of the Yidach Perusha Zil Gemara? We learned Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi quotes the Gemara. What's the Maifis? What's the Hispilus of his own Sakit to Gemara? One of the most remarkable moments that I think in Parshas Vayigash, the whole Parshas Vayigash is so full of Limudim, but we find Yosef with the brothers. They don't know who he is. He knows who they are. And Yosef, his mom is falling apart. So the pasuk, "Vayachol Yosef l'sabik," he can't contain himself. He can't control himself. So what does he do? He can't hold himself back any longer. He's uncontrollable. The first thing, the only thing he says, "Hoytziu kol ish me'eloi." All the mitzvim have to leave, and he's left with the brothers. That's the only thing he could do. He's at a moment, he's uncontrollable, and the only thing he's thinking about, the only thing he's worrying about, the Mitzrayim should leave. But that's not the Hispilus. The Medrash Tanchuma in that, in Parash Vayigash Oishei, says Yosef put himself in a sakana atzuma. The brothers didn't know who he was, they wanted to kill him. But Yosef had God, Yosef had Shomrim. And now he said, everybody leave, he's left with his brothers, they were going to kill him. Sakana gedayla yared Yosef. At that moment, Yosef was in sakanas mavis. So why did Yosef do it? Why did Yosef put himself to sakana? And at that moment, why was he thinking of Aitzir Galish Me'eloi? Zok the Medjus Kacham, Yosef Belibay, Mutav She'ahari, let them kill me, for I avayish as Aachi b'fnei ha-mitzim. I don't want the brother should be mavoyish, the mitzim should see, this is what your brother, this is what you did to him. Shomei Shomayim, look what the zil, idach perusha zil gemar, a pasuk in the Torah. Look how the Torah shrei tarais, his haru bikvoit chavreichem. Isn't this another mikar of noyach leili odom shiyapol atzmei osech kivsha naish? Yosef paskin at that moment that his most important concern is his brother's covet. His life was secondary, but his brother's covet. That's a moifis. That's a moifis, someone who lives with kvoid da adam as a top priority. I could go on and on. But believe me, when Hillel said, V'idach perusha zil gemar, it wasn't the guzma. Look how the Torah is chos on the cover of a ganef. We all learned the sugya. We learned the pasuk in mishpat. Even for a ganef, the Torah has a chmanis. And you're wondering, okay, my rash. So what? The person will feel bad. I just said a few words. I just said it was a kleinikite. And again, I tell you, you're right. It's a good kasha. Until you begin to learn Torah HaKadosha, until you begin to be Tayyim, the Mesikas of Torah, how Kol HaTorah Kula is V'yahavta L'reacha Kamoicha. Here too, I don't know where to begin. Look at the Pasuk, the Dugma, Parshas Mishpatim. Look how the Avinu of Arachim, look how the Kael Malei Rachim, look how the Kael Rachim V'chanim talks to us. The pasuk Arman of a Yasam Loisan, which Rashi says is not only Arman of a Yasam, but it means being Mitzayah Nachayid. Zok the pasuk, the Eibishter tells us Shemaya Eshmat Akasai, V'choya Abi, V'arakti Eschem, V'yunasheichem Almanes, U'vineichem Yisaimim. I don't want to type that, but you look in Rashi, you see a klala beside a klala, and it's chapton at sitta. This is Avinu of a Rachman. This is the kelmol of Rachman, oynish beside chaynish. And what did I do? This is it. This is v'yidach perusha zil gemar. Whatever you look, wherever you see, you'll see a Torah shleim of a shreit arosh, his haru bikvoit chavreichem. The Medrash by Midva Taiches, Lo Yenake, the Eibishter will not forgive. Asher Yisef on him. So the Medrash that's going on, Ben Adam Lachaveri, Ben Adam Lamakim, Benake, Ben Adam Lamakim, the Eibishter is Yisef on him. But when you start up with Machayid, of the Eibishter, Lo Yenake, I won't forgive you. When you start up with Machayid, Lo Yisef on him. You learn the sugya in Bava Metzia Nun Ches Nun Tes about Einoas Devorim. Tuch Mavel Al Harayin. First epis, what's Einoas Devorim? With just a few words. You look in the Mechabin Chai Shemishpat Simen Tavchav. To my knowledge, there is no such lashon in Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. And it speaks about Hamavayish La'odam B'Devorim. You didn't hit him, you didn't touch him. There's a few words. And again, you see, this is the Kol HaTorah Kula. Think about this, Rabbi Say. If Chalila Mashiach doesn't come, so this Matzoi Shabbos, we're going to Prava Tisha B'Av. And hopefully we'll cry about the Churban. And if we have Seichel, we'll cry about all the Chabanis that took place since the first Churban, since the Eichel that happened 2,000 years ago. And you'll ask yourself, why? Ma zois osa lekim lanu? Why do we endure a 2,000 year Eichel? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara in Gittin and Zion, Bar you re'ei, open your eyes, open your heart, Yidin. Tamigdoyla koicha shel busha. You wonder why the 2,000 year Eicha? Because there was no Zihiris in Kvayd Adam. She Esaya Kodesh Baruch Hu as Barakamza v'hechev as Beisai v'sarev as Echoloi. Yes, we don't understand what's the big deal. So I was Mevayish Echava. So I said the wrong word. What's the big deal? And you know what the answer is? The same answer. V'yidach Pirusha Zil Gemar. Look at the Torah that you learn. Look at the Torah you love. And you see what it means, Kvoid Adam. You see what it means, Kami Gedayla Koycha Shal Busha. And if you'll ask me, Rabbi Zalman's Maisa, is that a halachal Maisa? I don't know. Maybe you have to be Rabbi Zalmelsa to see that sack. But one thing I will tell you, Kami Gedayla Koycha Shal Busha is a halachal Maisa. And the halacha of Leisanun, that Lav Min HaTorah, is a halacha l'maisa. Where are we holding with that? Are we staying in the Akara, what it means, Kama Gedoyle Koyche Shel Busha? Are we staying in the Hisharu Bekvoit Chavereichem that caused this endless Golus, Rachman Uslan? We could go on and on. But what I'm most despoiled about, will you see how much the Torah demands from us to think, to be careful when you're dealing with another person? And here too, believe me, if I had the time, I'd be Meirich. We could go on and on. And to see a Torah Shlema in the Hizharu, and think before you do something if it affects another person. But I'll give you one mashal. One mashal I believe is more than enough. And maybe in a different occasion, Oid Chazoin. The pasuk in the end of Parshas Yisrael, there's a lav min ha-Torah. When you make the Mizbeach, you can't make steps. You have to make a ramp. What's wrong with making steps? So Rashi quotes the Chazal, because it's a mini bizayon. You're going to be mavaza the Mizbeach. Now Rashi wonders, what's the bizayon if I walk up steps? So Rashi says, well, it's not a bizayon, it's a karav limenik bizayon. It looks like Epsagilu Yerva. And that's why there's a lav min atayra of Leisalav Amalas on Mizbechi. But it's a plea. First of all, it's not a bazillion. You're not stomping on the steps. You're walking normally. And it's not a Gilu Yerva. The Kehanim address, Rashi says. And the Alkulam, it's a diamond. It's a piece of stone. It's not a person. So Rashi Bavar and Zikash, quoting Chazal, and his parrot had Advam Kavachayma, Uma Havonim Alalu, She'en Bam Das Lahakbid Al Bezoinim. The Havonim don't know, don't care, it's not a Bezoin, you're right. Still on Retire, Hoyle Vyez Bam Tsoyach, Lysinic Bam Minic Bezoin. There's still a love in a Torah to do something that Karav Lamanic Bezoin. Chavercha Shubid Mus Yoitzicha, Yochava. That the shtick got betel them alikim asa asai u makbid al bizyoinai alachas kamba v'cham. Can you tell me pshat in that Rashi? Can you tell me pshat in that lav min atayra? You're masking, it's not a bizyoin, it's not gilu yerva, and it's a doimim. I've heard it bein adam l'chaveray, I've heard it bein adam l'makayim, but this is bein adam l'evan. Givald, what's shot? Alive? Bein Adam la'evan? You know what the answer is? This is a sugya shleima in his haru b'kvayt chavreichem. And Rashi really says the answer. The Torah is teaching you to think. The Torah is teaching you zehiris. Even an evan, even a doimim, and it's a kleinikite, it's not a bezayin, it's not a gilui yerva. But to smack Ephes is something disrespectful. That's to teach you how to deal with Nachayid. Because what is Nachayid? A Nachayid is a shtick god. He's Asi b'demus yaitzicha. And he's makbir on the bizyoinai. A new parasha in Kvayd HaAdam. There's a lot to treat a diamond properly, because hopefully you'll treat your chava properly. Givald, a new taich in Idach Pirusha. How to treat a diamond. Bacha once told me, he was lost, he was depressed. They treat me like a piece of dirt. Manoira hanazifa hazu, manoira hanazifa hazu. He's a piece of dirt or he's a piece of the Eibishter. And there's a lav to treat a doimim improperly. To treat a nachayid like a piece of dirt. That's chorben, that's kamigdayla koicha shabusha. And that's why we have a goal of 2,000 years. There's once a bacha here. He's much more of a lamdan than he was a mensch. Vein laharach. And I had to talk to him in his sprach. And I want him to remember this, because I felt this was his chesaron. So I told him, remember this lashon, I guess no one will forget this. If you want to know what the chefza of every gavra is, if you want to know what the metzias of every person that's not as smart as you, that's not such a lambda like you, who's not such a miyuchas like you, who's not part of your clique, the chefza of every gavra is a shtigot that mons his covet, or better yet, that the Eibishter mons his covet. And if you want to know how the Eibishter mons his covet, look in Parshas Mishpatim. And that's why there's a law by a doimim, to teach us what the chefza of every person is. Do you think this is a guzma? You learn a sugya in Sanhedrin. Nunchas, Hasoita lo yeshal Yisrael, someone who patches his chava. Kilu soita lo yeshal shchina. Talking about a chava? Vikum de shchina? Talk to Mashal, what's the problem? Because every person is a shtik shchina. Because every person is a tselam alekim. Is it a guzma that every person is a shtik got? But today we don't have a Mizbeach, so maybe we forget. But you know, twice on Shabbos, you make Kiddush. And there's halacha, it's in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph, it's in Makar, the Yerushalmi. But you have to cover the challah before you make Kiddush. Why? Zok the Yerushalmi, Shlo Yireh HaPas Boishasai. And what's the bezayin? Because you're making a bracha on wine, a pas should go first. Is it a bezayin, or are they stating halacha? What's pshat in bein adam lepas, Rabbi Isai? You learn it, you do it twice in Shabbos. What's pshat in bein adam lepas? I think that's another zil gemar. How a yid has to think what it means, covet. Because if you cover the pas, hopefully you'll think about your chava better. Because he's not a piece of bread, he's just a piece of gut. And you want to know who state this? It's state of Irau. I once made a cheshbon. To my knowledge, at least 11 psukim in Tanakh that speak about how we deal with behemoths. There's a sugya in Chaim Kufayin Aleph B'zoyin Oichel. David was punished because he was Mavaza Begodim. Do you hear what's going on here? Do you hear what's going on here? There's not only Bein Adam L'Mizbeach, Bein Adam L'Pas, Bein Adam L'Behema, Bein Adam L'Oichel, Bein Adam L'Begodim. A Torah Shleima in Kovid. How we have to do things with Chesben, with Seichel. Because wherever you go, whatever you do, you have to have covered. Because hopefully when you deal with the shtikot in your life, you'll realize how you have to be careful. And why do I keep on saying that word thinking? Why do I stress the word thinking? Why is that so important? Because if not, a person could do the extra verse and he won't even realize. I'll give you one muscle. And it's not a joke, it's a Maisa Shehoya. Someone was in someone's house once, and the yid's about to make Kiddush, and he sees the challah's uncovered. And he's ready with the bech in his hand, and he tells his wife, what'd you do? I was almost nichshvah din Shulchan Aruch. I almost made Kiddush, and the pas wasn't covered. Givaldik, what's going on here? So the person, the Aruch was there, said, I don't understand you. Why do you cover the pas? Because you worry about the bush of a piece of pas. And you go and you mavayis your wife for rabbin. Not a joke, it happened. It's a true story. He sees the muscle but forgets the nimshel. He forgets what that's the part of the edach perusha zil gemar. That the pas supposed to improve albin adma chaveri. I'll give you another muscle. There's a mitzvah chesuvah, and you see in the Paiskim, a very special mitzvah of giving teichach, aichach, teichach, samisach, afilu meyapamim. And this gevaldig is chai for that mitzvah. And yet, it's possible that mitzvah chesuvah turns into a nightmare. Turns into a shrek of ein leichelik ha'olam habo. Astonishing, isn't it? And you know what's more surprising? I see it be'enai. More than often. Someone gives Musa, he's mekayim a mitzvah chesuva. If he does it in front of other people, zok the gemara in Erech and Tezayin, for that, the end of the pasuk tells you, v'lo yisiso avchet. If you're not careful to say something betzina, if you do it v'fahesya, v'lo yisiso avchet. And you look in the Yireyim, the Smag, the Rishonim say, this is the Makar of Hamal B'nechaveri B'rabim Ein Leichenik B'olam Habo. This that we saw Noach La'adam Shiyapol Atzmai, the Makar in the Torah is Leisisa L'Avchet. So Re'ein Zepel, a mitzvah Chashuva turned into Ein Leichenik B'olam Habo. Is it that hard to think? Is it that hard to think I could do the same without saying I'll wait 2 minutes till everybody leaves? But that's why we have a call to Kula. To think how we treat past, how we treat a daimim, so we'll think about the chava. The Gemara Chagiga, Daf Hey, speaks about tzedakah. Ein lecha mayla gedoyla himena. And yet, zog the Gemara, if someone gives tzedakah with pahesia, there's an oynish chama. Because you mevayish the oni. So I ask you, is it that hard to think that if you give someone tzedakah with pahesia, he'll feel embarrassed? So why do people do it? Why is it done? Because people don't think. But you know when people realize the avla? When they get the busha. When they're on the receiving end of the insensitivity. And they think, he could have done it like a menschlich. Why did he do it in front of people? And this is our Torah Shlema. To think before we do things. Because that's our kol ha-Torah kula in Kvod HaBriyos. The Torah in Kuf Sim Kuf Mem Beis quotes from the Sefer HaManik. If the Baal Koyer makes a mistake, don't correct him. Why? I made a mistake. Now, when this halacha lemaisa ayin shem, but in certain cases this is bevadai halacha lemaisa. Aye, it's a mistake in a word of Torah. Aye, there's a word that was wrong. How can I let this go on? Because by mevayu shayid is a mistake in kol haTorah kula. You might have finished Gan Shas, but you don't realize that that's for first and foremost of kol haTorah. You worried about a word, but what's with kol haTorah kula? To mevayu shayid, you have to give up your life. It's nayach ladam shiyapol atzmoi. You worried about a word, what's with kol haTorah kula? I'll give you another muscle. It's a bizarre thing to speak about it, but we have to. Putting back Svarim. Besides the bizarre of the Sefer, besides the bizarre of the Tziba, besides the Bittul Torah, but isn't that Kol HaTorah Kula? Why is there a Gabay Svarim in a yeshiva? People spend their lives Kol HaTorah Kula and they forgot the basic Kol HaTorah Kula? That's the price we pay for living in the world of Aniva Afsiyot. If a person would think for a fraction of a second, I won't put it back, he won't find it, he'll waste his time. But that's why these things happen, we don't think. The Chazon Ish writes in the Munu Betochen, the Asei Toiv is not so hard. You know what the real challenge in Mirad Machaveri is? The Sumira. And it's such a simple emes, such a poshete emes. People could spend their lives learning, but they're living in the Niva Afsiyoid. And then I thought maybe that's a shot in the Gemara and Shabbos. Hillel realized to say that our Kol HaTorah Kula v'hafla riacha kamoicha is misleading. It's giving perhaps a wrong impression. It sounds like to be a good tayi, to do chesed and tzedakah, that's Kol HaTorah Kula. But that's not Kol HaTorah Kula yet. The yik is to see the other person. The yik is the hisharu b'kvayt chavreichem. Our Kol HaTorah Kula is the kavod habriyus. So Hillel put it in a way that it's more practical. Dalach sani lechavrach leisavit. Think about the other person. Imagine if you would be in his shoes. You know why that's more important than the haftarach gemoicha? Because the haftarach gemoicha means giving tzedakah. But it doesn't yet teach us that if you give tzedakah b'fahesia, then could be he lost his chelik v'olam haba. We have to ask Gemoicha means giving techocha. You love a yid al techocha. But how about that's unfortunately so common that he does it berabim and he's mafsid his olam haba? Hillel put it from a different perspective. The halach sani lechavrach leisavit. The hisharu b'kvoid chavreichem. That's more important. Someone could do grace and mitzvahs. He could learn a whole day. But he could be mevayish the other person. He could do things he won't even realize. He'll say a word, he'll say a joke. What's wrong? And leave behind me, this is the Gemara in Yuma. They did chesed. They gave tzedakah. But tashteitzach and their madrega, there was a line, it's galu avoinim. They did mitzvahs that were really averis. They learned, but they weren't nizer in tvoit chavreichem. And boy, is it loynis galu avoinim. They didn't realize, but when there's no zihiris, he's a frumma, he's worried about the past. But what's with the human being? He's worried about giving yid musa, but that's olam haba that he's playing with. Without that zihiris, trust me, grava avoinis could go unnoticed. Avoinis chamuris could go undetected. And that's the line is galu avoinim. And I was thinking, I had a machshava. It evoked mixed emotions by me. Mitzad echad, it was a very, very encouraging, very inspiring thought, but it was also very, very depressing. I was thinking, it was a beautiful dream. Imagine if we would all live and think of the other person. I don't mean Grace Madreyes. Let me put it a little clearer. Imagine if we would live with what by us is kol ha-toyre kula in dalach sani lechavrach le-savet. I'm not talking about the Bishol Solanzi Shulchan Aruch. I'm talking about what by every yid is kol ha-toyre kula. Imagine if the ner l'ragleinu va'or l'nesivaseinu would be dalach sani lechavrach le-savet. How much less machleikin. How much less agmas nefesh. How much less tibrach in a herza. How much less broken homes we would see. How much more hava v'ach v'sholom v'reyes we would experience. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it worth trying for? The kleinikait. See the other person. Put the Torah that we learn l'maisa. So why is it depressing? Because there's so much machlekes out there. And there's so much agmas nefesh out there. And there's so many tzibrach and ahetz out there. And there's so many broken homes out there. Because people are not focusing on the kol ha-toyre kula. And by them it's a kleinikait. But by the Eibush that kamek doyle koicha shel busha. That's why we have another Tisha B'Av. That's why you have another Eicha wherever you look, wherever you go. Why aren't we living with the Kol HaTorah Kula? I'll give you a pasha d'mash. I once asked someone who needed a tikkun, if there would be $100,000 on the table, would you take it? He said, I'm sorry if even Chayish has to show him. Ah, you stand to gain, but you wouldn't ganzer for all the money in the world. So I asked him, why do you steal for nothing? And it's a big gzeila. So he looked at me, what do you mean? He was known to make noise at night and disturb others. I told him, that's a gzeila shloi nitu mishoven. You're not stealing someone's money, you're stealing his time. And time is not money, like the goyim say. Time is not olam haba, like I once heard. Time is more than olam haba. The Mishnah says so. Yofa sha'achas. Time is more than Olam Haba. You wouldn't steal $100,000, so why do you steal something that's worth so much more for nothing? You know, he heard that because he was thinking. A person that disturbs someone else is stealing his time that night and the next morning. So why do we have to hear over and over not to disturb at night? Why do I have to hear someone that he can't learn by day because he's tired, he doesn't sleep at night? This is Kol HaTorah Kula. Is it that hard? But you know when the person realizes it? I'll tell you when. When he's laying in bed and he can't fall asleep. And he's unforgiving. And he's right. Because Megan v'tavek, ashtik tzayt, ashtik leben. I'll give you another muscle. Rabbi Aaron was going with the Talmud, and they pulled into a toll booth. So Rabbi Aaron says, no, go to the one next to this one. So he asked him, what's wrong with this one? So he goes, look, here is an automatic where you went in. The next one, it is a person there. How is he going to feel that you go to the automatic and you leave over the person? You're making him feel unneeded, unimportant. For that, you have to be Rabbi Aaron. Who was not only a Goyen Hador in Torah, but he was a Goyen Hador in Kol HaTorah Kula. He saw the Kvod HaBrius in a Goyish atonement. But how come? And Halavai, this should be uncommon. But how come there are people here, and I saw it with my own eyes, the Bacha lady was crying to me. But B'chi is the moist, that people leave him out. He's not part of the Chabura, he's not part of the clique. And he feels so useless and so helpless and so unwanted. For that you don't have to be a baron. For that you have to learn Kamagadavakhashabusha. And I was afraid, I'd dive in for those tears. What those tears could do in Shemaim Hashem Yirachem. A Yiddish and a Shema has to cry because he's made to feel unimportant. I'll give you another mashal. And you might be tempted to think it's a kleinikite, but then you maybe miss the whole point. I see it often, and it is a kleinikite, clappy other things. It's a hot day, we had a hot week, and people, the chveis, they have to speak to their friend, they have to chapa kedusha, they open the window. What's wrong? Can't open the window? But the air conditioner is on, and all the cold air goes out, the hot air comes in. That's a halbatzar. Someone has to get up and close it. I'm not talking about the moment. I'm talking about Pashit in the how he's affecting a tzibur. This is a classic Leinis Galu Avayna. This is a typical Ani Va'afsi Oid that spares a tzibur. And you're going to say, but it's a kleinikite. What's the big deal? The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hey darshens a very, very scary pasuk. The pasuk in the end of Keheles, he is kol masa holekim midas hadin yavei b'mishpat al kol nelam. Frightening, no? The Eibishter becomes the midas hadin, and what's worse, the pasuk describes it kol nelam. And Rashi and the Gemara b'Amos Taiches, it's a shaygik. Person didn't realize. He didn't realize. Pasuk is a shaygik. And yet, Zog the Gemara, there will be a din for that. Zog the Gemara, what's the pshat on this? So the Gemara gives two mishalim. Ha-hoirig kine b'snei chaveir v'nim isba. Someone causes the other person discomfort. He kills a chayz abi, and it causes the other person to feel uncomfortable. And Shmuel says, ha-rok b'nei chaveir v'nim isba. He spits on the ground. Free country, you're allowed, right? But it caused the other person to feel uncomfortable. And you know something? This is a kleinikite. The Gemara says this is a kleinikite. Kol nelam Rashi taiges afilu dava muet. This the Gemara considers a kleinikite. More so, the other person didn't die. He's not an istinus. He didn't get sick. Rashi says nimas ktsas, got a little discomfort. And val kulam, this is a shaygik. A double kleinikite and a shaygik. And Zog the Gemara, there will be a din for that. Aye, it's a kleinikite. You know what I think the pshat is? The Gemara is trying a rice. There's no kleinikite b'adam l'chaveroi. Because you just learned the sugya b'adam l'doimim. There was also a kleinikite. There wasn't even a bazoyan to an even. You learned the sugya about pas. Gival, pas. You're following the halacha, but it's a bullshit for pas. That's also a kleinikite. But there's a din for that. You learned Bein Adam or Behema. The whole Torah shrites arise with a shtick gut, there's no kleinikite. With Chavercha, Kshaasi, Bidmus Yaitzecha, there is no kleinikite. And you have a whole Torah training you to think in Zachen that we would think are funny. spit out on the path, spit out on the oichel, to teach you what a yid is. There is no kleinikait. And it's not a shoygig. Because you had training to think. And one more muscle. V'ya'achren hichbid. This curve of libi ma'oid. Where I see the line is galu avoinim turns into retzicha mamish. The Medrash in Bahar says a very funny story. Rav Shimon Gamliel sent Tevi Avdai and buy me a good thing. And he came back with a tongue. Then he says, go out and buy me a bad thing. Very funny. And he comes back, lo and behold, the tongue. So Rav Shimon Gamliel asked Tevi, what are you doing? I asked you for a good thing, you brought me tongue. What shot? I don't know. Now you bring me a bad thing, bite the tongue. So Tevi says, it's both emes. When tongue is good, there's nothing better. And when a tongue is bad, there's nothing worse. And Dr. Medrash, that's the shot in the pasuk, Maves v'chayim biyad lashayin. Tayra boysai, does this need a pshat? Does this need a pshat that we see the Maves Biyad Lashon? Is there one person here in his lifetime that didn't experience that a sharp word, a cruel word, an insensitive word is Maves? Do I have to give Mishalim? Don't we all know what a word can do? Don't we all know that the Sefer Chassidim is so emes that it's a Ritzicha? He shries, it's a joke. I only was joking. But the Torah said that Yarek Valyava. The person doesn't even chat. I just made a joke. What's wrong? But the Torah shrites arois, that's Ritzicha. Is there any worse of a line? Is Galu Avoinim than the Maves when a person talks without thinking? We're in the Galus 2,000 years because of words, because we experienced the Maves of Dvarim. That's what needs a tikkun. Is our words bringing chayim to the other person? Or is it maves? And there you see it more than ever. The line is galu avoinam. Doesn't understand what's wrong. It was a few words. But ani ageva. I could tell you how I saw the maves biyad lashon. Shuldigabachim experienced the maves of a cruel world, a word. If only we would live with the simple dalach sani lechavrach leisavit. Because we know what a word is, but we're not thinking. And you know, that's really the chachma. The Mishnah says, yog lechachma shtika. And whenever we hear that, we get scared. I shouldn't talk. I'm with people. I'm with chaverim. I should move to a desert island. I have to talk. But I tell you, boyu v'nachzik toivel rabbeinu haRambam. The Rambam told us a very practical tie to that Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perik Beis Halacha Hey, teaches siyog lechach mashtika lefikach lo yemahel lahashiv v'lo yarbol adat. Of the Rambam, there's one way of Zedachach Mashtika Kipshuta, don't talk. But there's a more practical way. You could talk and talk and talk. You could be more of Mabrias. You know what the Chachma of Siyad Lachach Mashtika is of the Rambam? Lo Yemaher Lahashiv. Don't talk without thinking. Because then you could see the Mavis Biyad Lashon. Think before you talk. To use the color Torah Kula Abdallah Sani. He what doesn't mind, it's only a joke. And when a joke is said about you, isn't it Maves? And you must train yourself. I, as a good techav, I want to tell you, your future, your ben adam lechaveray, mit Hashem your ben ish le'ishtay, is totally in your ability to think. And I look around, there are many younger Baruchim. Why am I talking now? Because in this camp, Baruch, 12 years ago, maybe more, I met a younger man, and he had some bias problems, and I was talking with him, and it came out that it's his fault. He doesn't know how to control himself. So I says, Pliny Tyre, you told me it's your fault. So why are you doing this to yourself? You say that, and she gets that news, so why don't you stop? So he told me, Pashit, I can't help it. I got used to it. It's too hard. And that's why you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, to train yourself. And in my Achshav Emasai, remember you came to this Makom Kaddish to not only to steig in Torah, but to steig in Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Ikke is that Aloch Sani Lechavich Leisavit. And the answer to all our problems, the answer for all these different problems, is those words, Aloch Sani Lechavich Leisavit, to think before you do something. Because he's a shtick God. Because every person is a demus yaitzecha. And maybe that's the avodas hayom. If I could give you a simple suggestion. We gave many different mishalim, and there are many more. But choose one. Choose two. To fast and relate, to fast. But in these days, till Tisha B'Av, if you want to change it, me'evel le'yomtev, me'choyshach li'ar gadol, it has to begin with an avoida bein adam l'chaveiro. And maybe each and every one of you think about something that needs a tikkun. In kvoida adam, in dibur, whatever it may be, in the kol nelam. But the derech, the bracha is to think. The goyin brings the famous medrash, al korega shadam choysim piv zoycha la'or hagonis she'ein kol malach uberi yechoyim l'shaya. And then it's a plea. He doesn't say a word, and it's probably a bad word. So why did he get such a gevaldig ischar? For a sumerah, such a gevaldig ischar? Libi Oymali, because he is on the derech aliyah. He is working on the most important yesoy that affects everything. He's thinking. And he's being choysim pib when he shouldn't be talking. The thinking person that lives with Aloch Sani is the one that zoicha to the Or HaGonis. In these days of so much choyshech, let us be zoicha to the Or HaGonis. Let us think before we do things. Let us think before we talk. And hopefully we'll be zoicha to the Emes Or HaGonis with the Bias Mashiach Kekenu Mehev Emenu Amen. Is the one that zoicha to the Or HaGonis. In these days of so much choyshech, let us be zoicha to the Or HaGonis. Let us think before we do things. Let us think before we talk. And hopefully we'll be zoicha to the emissary agonis with the Bias Mashiach Kekenu Mehev Emenu Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.